First, let's take a look at our headlines.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel attends opening ceremony of 2020 judicial year.
Cuba says economy grew in 2019 despite U.S. blockade.
Venezuelan foreign minister affirms Caracas won't allow U.S. meddling in elections.
Coup plotters announce Evo Morales' arrest warrant in La Paz.
And now the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel attended on Thursday the opening ceremony of the 2020 judicial year. He described the event as an expression of the strengthening of the institutionality of the nation's justice system. The opening ceremony of the judicial year is a widespread practice in many countries. It is an opportunity to report on the sector's main results in the previous year and on work projections for the period that is beginning, the Cuban presidency wrote on Twitter. At the ceremony, the president of the People's Supreme Court, Rubén Remigio Ferro, said that being increasingly fair, more transparent, more attached to the Constitution, more efficient and effective in imparting justice is the main objective of the Cuban judicial system. After the opening ceremony, the annual working meeting of the court system took place to address the deficiencies and solutions of its performance under the premise of effective and transparent justice.
Cuban's Minister of Economy and Planning, Alejandro Gil, considered it as something commendable that the Cuban economy didn't decline in recent months despite the restrictions imposed by the U.S. blockade. On the television program Mesa Redonda or Round Table, Gil pointed to how the United States government tightened its grip on the island to prevent the arrival of fuel in the first place. "We faced a complex situation since April, which worsened in September," the official said. He praised the country's response to the shortage of fuel and other raw materials and resources, which are essential to maintain the production of factories and other production processes. In order to evaluate how Cuba was able to maintain itself without economic decline and without affecting the population with blackouts or serious problems in services such as health and education, we must place ourselves in the context in which we had to operate, he observed. He described as a big lie the statement that the U.S. measures are aimed at the government and not the people, since all sectors are exposed to the damages caused by hostile actions.
Venezuela's Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza on Thursday denounced that the U.S. government is promoting a plan to intervene in the elections of the National Assembly to be held this year, 2020. During his press conference, Arreaza disclosed a diplomatic note that the U.S. government sent to several countries asking them to promote so-called free elections in Venezuela. Arreaza said they have not given up the strategy of trying to impose a presidential election in Venezuela, and he added, the U.S. aims to establish a transitional government through which Washington expects to organize supposedly fair elections. They want to have elections using their own standards, but that will never happen because the United States will never control Venezuela. The Venezuelan foreign minister also denounced that the economic support offered by the Trump administration to the Venezuelan opposition is actually intended to overthrow the constitutional president, Nicolas Maduro. Arreaza added that the United States intends to present itself as author of the dialogues between the Venezuelan government and the opposition.
Holding a pair of handcuffs, Bolivia's Interior Minister Arturo Murillo announced that he asked Interpol to activate an international arrest warrant for former President Evo Morales, who is accused of sedition and terrorism by the coup government led by Jeanine Añez. "Nothing is going to happen to you," the de facto minister said while challenging Morales to return to Bolivia, where his destiny will be the Chonchocoro, the maximum security prison located in La Paz. While Murillo did not provide details of his actions and carried out capture to capture Evo, he said that we are working in coordination with intelligence systems we have assembled into teams. During his press conference, the de facto interior minister also used ironic phrases to depict former President Evo Morales as if he were a criminal. "We are waiting for you. We are going to take you with love towards the Chonchocoro where terrorists should be."
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC. If you're in and around the Cuban capital, you may be listening to us on your FM radio. That is, if you're tuned in to 102.5 FM. Now let's go back over to our news. Here's Lena Valverde.
Cuban ambassador to Belgium, Luxembourg, and the European Union, Norma Goicoechea, expressed her gratitude on Thursday to the Confederal Group of the European United Left, Nordic Green Left, in Brussels for their solidarity with the Caribbean state. The diplomat said on Twitter that it was a pleasure to welcome members of the European Parliament and assistance from the group, including European Parliament Vice President Dimitros Papadimoulis. Last November, a meeting between a delegation from the Cuban National Assembly of People's Power and Papadimoulis confirmed the mutual desire to strengthen ties between the two parliaments. The Greek politician affirmed then that the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States against the Caribbean nation for almost six decades is unfair.
Cuba opened on Thursday the official program of activities to celebrate six decades of diplomatic relations with China during an evening that also served as a tribute to the 61st anniversary of its revolution. The Chinese Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs and Chinese institutions, as well as members of the diplomatic corps accredited in Beijing and the community of Cubans living in that Asian state, were invited to the island's embassy in the Chinese capital. Ambassador Carlos Miguel Pereira told those present that this year will be transcendental in Cuba-China relations, and the 60th anniversary celebrations will continue to strengthen the deep friendship between the two states. Pereira renewed his commitment to the consolidation of bilateral ties and advocated for support in the efforts to build a socialist society that is prosperous, democratic, and sustainable.
The U.S. House of Representatives has voted to approve a war powers resolution to limit President Donald Trump's ability to take future military actions against Iran without congressional authorization. The vote was 224 in favor and 194 against. A number of Republicans supported the resolution after lawmakers attended a closed-door briefing on Iran on Wednesday with Defense Secretary Mark Esper, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, CIA Director Gina Haspel, and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley. Several Republicans told reporters following the meeting that they were not convinced that there was evidence of an imminent attack on the U.S. last week when Trump took military action, killing the leading military general of Iran.
In Argentina, the new government of President Alberto Fernandez has withdrawn credentials for the Venezuelan ambassador of U.S.-backed opposition figure Juan Guaido, reversing the stance of former right-wing President Mauricio Macri. Elisa Trota Gamus was recognized as the legitimate ambassador of Venezuela by Macri last year, as Guaido self-appointed himself as president and attempted to overthrow elected Venezuelan president Nicolas Maduro. In a two-sentence letter addressed to Trota Gamus, the Fernandez government notified it was putting an end to a special mission in the Argentine Republic.
Iraqi Foreign Minister Mohammed Ali al-Hakim has stressed the need for U.S. and other foreign troops to leave Iraq as a backlash grows over the recent American assassination of a top Iranian general in Baghdad. The top Iraqi diplomat made the appeal during a joint press briefing with his Turkish counterpart Mevlut Cavusoglu in Baghdad on Thursday. Hakim and Cavusoglu strongly condemned the U.S. assassination of Iran's General Qasem Soleimani and senior Iraqi commander of the Popular Mobilization Units, Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, both key figures in the fight against ISIS and other Takfir terrorists in the Middle East. Iraq condemns the attacks on Iraqi land, which harms the sovereignty of our country as well as the security of Iraqi people. They are against the international law, the Iraqi minister said. And Hakim added, we have discussed with the minister that Iraq wants all foreign forces removed out of the country through dialogue.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel attends opening ceremony of 2020 judicial year.
Cuba says economy grew in 2019 despite U.S. blockade.
Venezuelan foreign minister affirms Caracas won't allow U.S. meddling in elections.
Coup plotters announce Evo Morales' arrest warrant in La Paz.